From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A car bomb ripped through a market in a Shiite area north of Baghdad Wednesday, killing at least 50 people. The explosion struck the Sadr City market during the rush hour. Hospital and security officials fear the death toll may continue to rise as at least 40 people were wounded in the attack. Several other cars and nearby buildings were heavily damaged, according to officials. Meanwhile, the Islamic State quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. The son of a former prime minister of Pakistan returned from Afghanistan Wednesday, a day after he was rescued from al-Qaeda-linked kidnappers in a military operation. A special Pakistani aircraft brought Ali Haider Gilani back from Kabul and landed at the airport in the eastern city of Lahore, where family members received him amid tight security. A joint U.S.-Afghan counterterrorism commando operation recovered Gilani from an al-Qaeda compound in the Paktia province bordering Pakistan in a pre-dawn raid on Tuesday. Gilani thanked U.S. forces who helped him.
I would also like to thank U.S. forces, which at the critical moments of my release provided me with shelter, food, and medical care.
Embattled Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff faces an impeachment vote in the Senate Wednesday. Her attorney general Tuesday asked the Supreme Court to annul the proceedings, insisting they are politically motivated.
Eu me sinto injustiçada, sim.
Meanwhile, Ms. Rousseff, addressing hundreds of supporters in Rio de Janeiro, said she is a victim of injustice, but she's also a fighter and will never give up. VOA News. India will seek to extradite debt-laden business tycoon Vijay Mallya, a finance minister Arun Jaitley announced Wednesday after an initial request to Britain to deport him was rejected. Though India later revoked his passport, he entered Britain while it was still valid, leaving India where he owed $1.34 billion. British authorities' procedure said that if his entry into the country was on a valid passport and it later got canceled, then it doesn't result in an automatic deportation, according to Arun Jaitley in comments to Parliament. He says there's another legal procedure for extradition that will continue. The group of nations promoting a resolution to Syria's five-year civil war will meet in Vienna next week to discuss the violence and efforts to reinvigorate a cessation of hostilities. U.S. spokesman Elizabeth Trudeau said Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, will spearhead the latest effort by the 17-nation International Syria Support Group.
He will co-host with Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov this meeting to reaffirm and strengthen the nationwide cessation of hostilities throughout Syria. He'll discuss the tangible steps the ISSG can support and take to ensure full, unimpeded, and sustained humanitarian access throughout the country, especially in the besieged and hard-to-reach areas. And he'll advance discussions between the Syrian parties on a genuine political transition in accordance with the Geneva Communique.
A recent uptick in violence in and around the city of Aleppo has threatened to scuttle the cessation of hostilities put in place in late February. President Obama will visit the site of the dropping of the first atomic bomb later this month. The White House said Tuesday Mr. Obama in Japan for a Group of Seven meeting will visit Hiroshima May 27th, becoming the first sitting U.S. president to do so. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the president's purpose is not to dwell on the past, but to seek a nuclear-free future.
The president certainly does understand that the United States bears a special responsibility. The United States continues to be the only country to have used nuclear weapons, and it means that our country bears a special responsibility to lead the world in an effort to eliminate them.
Italy has arrested 13 Somalis accused of being part of a network which held migrants hostage on their arrival in Sicily to extort money for the trip to northern Europe. An eight-month investigation in Catania on the island south uncovered a criminal organization which scanned reception centers for Somalis who had been recently picked up at sea while crossing from North Africa, according to police Wednesday in a statement. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.